My name is Ruth Kravitz. I'm the Davis High School Dean of Instruction. I also teach AP Calculus in Houston Independent School District in Houston, Texas. Davis uses middle school data to figure out where middle school students need to go when they come to high school. And we want to teach the whole child. So we start with an ethnographic story of each kid as much as is possible when we have 450 to 600 kids coming over to our campus every single year. We first try to get to know them as people. So we meet them before we look at their attendance data and before we look at their Stanford data, those are their norm reference test scores. And before we look at their tax data, which is a criterion-based test that we give in Texas, and before we look at their discipline data, we try to get as many of the people at this campus to meet the children over there. And then we look at the Stanford data and we rank kids. And then we look for kids whose Stanford data, attendance data, discipline data all correlate, and then we just move them along, hoping to give them great quality instruction while they're here. We get together in the spring each year. All of the content teams meet twice a week in the morning and they do lesson planning and they talk about what works best. People sit down and we say, okay, all these kids are in honors classes now. They're ninth graders in algebra or they're in regular classes in algebra. They came to us from all over the place, and who needs to go into an honors course? Who needs to go into Fast Track? At our school, Fast Track means they're going to take Algebra 2 and Geometry as 10th graders so that they can take Calculus as seniors, so that when they start college, they're not going to be a year behind if they want to be engineering or math majors. So they compile lists on Excel. They talk to each other the first week or two of school. And the big push at the beginning of every year is, who do we have, where are they sitting, and where do we need to move them? We look at their data. We don't know what their faces are, we only see their names, and we see their data, and we see that they've been in a regular class since sixth grade, and they have a 95% on their Stanford, which means they're doing better than 95% of the people in the country. They've been in regular classes, and we move them into pre-AP classes. And then we follow them because we keep a list of all the kids we moved, and we give them extra help. When we start assessing where an eighth grader moving into ninth grade needs to fit on the continuum at Davis, whether they need to be in a pre-AP class, pushed farther, whether they need to be moved out of an ESL class into a regular English class. We don't assume that their previous fit is their right fit. If we do it wrong in eighth grade, we set them up to not be as successful through high school and therefore to not get into the best possible college for them.